Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jared Brissett joins us now, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about the, the first meeting of the year, huh, sir?
Good morning, Tommy. Hey. To WWL. Yes, this is our first council meeting of the year of 2020, and happy new year to all of you and all the listening audience. This is our first full agenda meeting. Of course, you know, we had a short abbreviated council meeting last week, a special meeting to rearrange our schedule. Mm-hmm. Due to the cyber attack issues that we are city government is still dealing with, and our last meeting in December of 2019 was also short because we had just been hit with the cyber attack, and of course it has affected every which way of our daily lives as it relates to getting our business done in City Hall.
What is open right now, Councilman? What can you still not do in terms of cyber attack from the other side of the counter, not y'all's side? You know what I mean?
So on the executive side, of course, City Hall is open, safety and permits. There are still challenges with emails. There are challenges with computer systems. The Treasury Department is open. I'm sure listeners don't want to hear that one.
Yeah.
As far as paying the tax bills. However, some challenges still exist, and I'm looking forward to receiving an update from the administration on where we are. I do understand, per the Chief Administrative Officer, that new computers will need to be purchased.
That's what I was going to ask you, Councilman, about. Were any of them able to be salvaged? Or did they have to trash everything? And where's that money going to come from? What kind of money are you looking at?
So we're looking at, from his early estimates, Mr. Gilbert Montano, our CAO, we're looking at somewhere between 800 to 900 computers, which may cost 1.5 to 2 million. Mm. The city did have $3 million in cyber insurance, which I don't believe is enough. When we talk about a city government of our size and employees who have computers, laptops, and phones, because the issue is not only the computer, the issues are these handheld devices that we have as well, because they are, in essence, mini computers.
Right.
And
synced up with each other, right? Where?
Yeah, they sync up with each other. Right. And prior to the cyber attack, the system, the city system, was on a server, but now the city system is on. Will be linked up to a cloud, storage cloud, and going forward, the amount of cyber insurance will definitely have to be increased to cover any future God forbid any future attacks.
Well, like it or not, Councilman, to me, and I don't know if you all have had discussion about that, this is the new normal, and even though it was bad last year, you ain't seen nothing yet, I don't think.
Right, Tommy, you took the words out of my mouth. You know, I sounded the alarm last summer when the three school systems, the parishes, Ouachita, Washington, up north, got hit up in northern Louisiana, and then Morris Jeff School here in New Orleans got hit last fall. So this is business as we go in life as we go on today. And I encourage all individuals, citizens, to personally mine their computer systems. Don't click on anything and everything. Business owners, educate your employees about information technology and software. Download antivirus software on your computers, on your laptops, on your iPads, or whatever pad that you choose of your own. Even your cell phones, there's virus technologies to protect the information that you have in your phone, because you have banking information and so forth. This is the new normal, like you said, and we just have to continue to stay ahead of it. I've been in touch with the governor's office, my office, with the governor's office of the Cyber Commission, which he created an executive order, and that is ongoing. So communicating with the National Guard, newly retired General Curtis, outgoing, who is the co-chair of the governor's office of the Cyber Commission. And we just got to stay vigilant and continue to improve our systems. And I've said throughout the budget process, you know, the infrastructure on our streets are important, but people's information is just as sensitive, and information technology is just as important, because the world has become smaller with technology.
In terms of data, was any data loss that can't be recovered, any drives or anything?
My understanding from from my office, yes, data was lost from our previous emails. So information has been lost. We had to be set up with new emails. Our computers had to be re-imaged. National Guard assisted our IT with re-imaging all computers throughout city government, and I'm sure that is still ongoing. So to answer your question, yes. Information was lost.
Sewage and Water Board, they share a system, or theirs is completely different, and are there, and I understand it's a different entity, but do you know if there are systems in place to kind of prevent that from happening? Because I'm just thinking, Councilman, as much trouble as they've had with bills and so forth and the things they've gone through to try to straighten it out, that's the last thing they need.
Right. My understanding, they're under a different system.
Okay. Let me ask you about this... other business of the council day, budget. What are y'all going to be looking at?
Today we have one of the issues coming up that has been ongoing for some time is the Jesuit pedestrian cross bridge issue. That is an ordinance to authorize a lease contract to approve the air rights to allow Jesuit to install a pedestrian bridge over Bank Street from one of their buildings to the other. And that is set to move forward today. My understanding, that is Councilmember Geruso's district. My understanding is I've reviewed what we call stipulations or provisos, but not necessarily a proviso, but something like a good neighbor agreement, where the neighbors have gotten with Jesuit and they've came up with some compromise language that will allow the school to continue to install a bridge, one, but also create a better relationship between the community and the school as it relates to parking. Setting up a neighborhood liaison, that's another one, for neighbors to report directly to a centralized person, complaints or, email, phone inquiries, as well as parking situations. You know, you do have students that drive at Jesuit. They would like a standing committee for members of the neighborhood in conjunction with the Jesuit Board of Directors and neighborhood beautification, like cleaning of the catch basins and things of that nature.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back, and I want to talk to you about Mardi Gras stuff and what's on the agenda for that. And Mardi Gras is a little bit more than a month away, February 25th, be here before you know it. Will that affect anything this year, or is it from Mardi Gras ahead? Jared Brissett is our councilman, is our guest, rather, New Orleans City Councilman. We will be back in a flash here on WWL. Jared Brissett, our guest, a couple of more minutes, New Orleans City Council member, talking about what's going on with the City Council meeting today. And Councilman, what about these different Mardi Gras ordinances or suggestions? What exactly is going on with those?
Currently, those are still in discussion. That's ordinance by Councilmember Banks related to portalettes on trailers and the distance from the parade route, as well as the plastic bags on floats. That is still in discussion with many of the crews and colleagues. We'll see where that goes, but I'm sure Councilmember Banks is staying ahead of front of it and touching base with all the stakeholders. We are officially making Mardi Gras official with the passage of the Mardi Gras schedule. That is on the agenda as well.
Do you have any preferences?
First parade,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just said the first parade is Friday the 14th. The first parade to roll is the crew of Ocean.
Do you have any preferences about what you would see like Mardi Gras, like changes made to Mardi Gras as it currently stands?
Well, I personally would, and for the citizens' safety, like to see more things around security. You know how many people attend Mardi Gras, Tommy. We are a city that swells up with, one, our local citizens here, and then the visitors that come from all around the country and all around the world to see us put on the greatest show on earth. And so there are things that catch my attention when you go along the parade route that are health and hazard issues, specifically propane tanks, and what those things could do to a crowd. So that's some of the things that I've brought up to the administration. Of course, we want everybody to have a safe and good time and fun time with their friends and family. But we also, as a government, we have to look out, always stay ahead of the curve to make sure people are protected, because these routes, you know, they are lengthy, and it seems like every year, every block is compacted and full with people. But of course, that's how much fun Mardi Gras is.
Real quick, before we let you go, bead bags off the floats. Would any of this apply to this year, or is there any way any of this gets brought up before the council this year, or is this for like Mardi Gras 2021 and moving forward?
Well, there's been discussion about that specific provision being possibly deferred or omitted until next year, and allowing more discussions to be had with the stakeholders, with the crews. So that's I would say that's still a question mark.
All right, anything you want to add? Any budget activity going on today about the 2020 budget?
Well, we, of course, approved the 2020 budget, and I'm happy to say for the first time, your government, your city, which I pushed for with the agreement of my colleagues, we've invested $3 million in early childhood education. We doubled that from $1.5 million last year. In the previous year before that, it was at $750,000. And so with that $3 million locally investment, they could the education network could go to the state and get another $3 million match, which would total $6 million. We have a great need in the city for early childhood education quality seats. Me and my colleagues came up with a constructive and great budget for 2020, thinking outside the box, very innovative as it relates to reducing the city millages that we control, some of them beyond revenue neutral, which in essence, you know, in effect, could reduce taxes for the citizens of New Orleans. And so we also invested $700,000 for code enforcement to continue to reduce blight throughout the city. Another couple of hundred thousand for domestic violence initiatives. $800,000 to clean up Higgins Gate in Algiers. Another $250,000 for Algiers water management study, because they're experiencing some flooding in recent months, in recent year, over in Algiers. And so worked with the district council member, Councilmember Palmer, to get that done.
Let me throw one question here before we let you go, and that is from a listener who says, safety camera ticket division, are they up and running and holding the hearings? They say they can't seem to find the information on the city's webpage. Plus, when they called the number 3 to 4 times, there was no answer and no auto voicemail message with information or extra instructions. Do you know if that's up and running or not?
I would let them know. I would ask them to call my office, 504-658-1040. Okay. To my knowledge, they are open. I know it's sometimes difficult with work responsibilities and demands to get to City Hall, but give my office a call and we'll look into it for them. 658-1040.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anything else before we let you go? You want to add?
Happy New Year to you and happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too.
And a good weekend. 9:33:27. Before 10, Zion is supposed to come back to the Pelicans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.